Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to.
Tensions cooling, charges of fraud, accusations denied. There's a lot going on, but all eyes are on Wisconsin as the jury deliberate the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse in an extraordinarily divisive case. It's Tuesday, November 16th. Here's your Newsfix. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping, held a 3.5-hour virtual summit on Monday to cool tensions between the two countries. There are multiple reports Biden brought up concerns about China's human rights record, trade issues, and Taiwan. CNN described it as, quote, a healthy debate, but no breakthroughs. The UK has raised the threat level to severe in the wake of the car explosion in Liverpool on Sunday. This means an attack is considered highly likely, but doesn't relate to any specific threat. Meanwhile, Imad Al-Suilmin was named as the man who brought an explosive device into the cab with him and later died. As BBC News noted, he was a refugee from the Middle East who converted to Christianity back in 2017. And Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi is one of 16 people that have been charged with election fraud, relating to the November 2020 election, which ultimately led to a military coup. Remember, the military has long accused Aung San Suu Kyi's NLD party of fraud in the election, but many say there has been no evidence provided to back up those claims. And for anyone who wants to know more about Myanmar in general, in the newsletter we've linked to our most recent in-depth piece, Myanmar, the Constant Struggle for Democracy. Now looking to what's happening today, former Yorkshire cricketer Azeem Rafiq, who has been at the centre of an ongoing racism row at the club, is to give evidence at a select committee hearing later today. And for anyone unfamiliar with this story, in the newsletter we've included a link to a previous Instagram post we put out where we've explained the whole background on this case. Now, our pin drop and our top story today looks at what's happening in Wisconsin. A verdict is expected this week in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, an 18-year-old who has become a symbol of the division in America down political lines. There's a lot of background to take in here, but please bear with me. In August 2020, weeks after the murder of George Floyd by police officer Derek Chauvin, another black man called Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times by an officer. The police were responding to a domestic incident relating to Blake, and at the time there was an arrest warrant for him, relating to other charges of domestic violence incidents and a sexual assault. Blake was left paralyzed from the waist down, and the incident, at a time of racial reckoning in the US, sparked widespread protests. In particular, there were protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where it happened. In terms of what that has to do with this Kyle Rittenhouse case, Kyle and a friend crossed state lines in what he says was an effort to protect businesses from the looting that occurred during some protests. Rittenhouse, who was 17 at the time, was armed with an AR-15 style weapon. During that night, he shot 3 men, killing 2 of them. Rittenhouse now faces a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted. He claims he was acting in self-defense, while the prosecution say he provoked the shootings. And speaking to just how divisive this trial was, there are around 500 National Guard troops on standby in Wisconsin ahead of a jury verdict. And in the newsletter, we've included a very helpful explainer of all of the background to this complex and divisive trial. Now, a quick pandemic update. In Ireland, the Cabinet will meet today to consider the recommendation that people work from home wherever possible. Also, from today, the pandemic unemployment payment in Ireland will reduce by approximately €50 per week for people receiving it. In terms of Twitter trends, Stanley Johnson has been trending online. The father of Prime Minister Boris Johnson is trending because he has been accused of inappropriately touching a Conservative MP back in 2003. Caroline Noakes made the accusation against him. Stanley said he had no recollection of her, adding, quote, hey ho, good luck and thanks. And lastly, today marks 20 years since the release of the first Harry Potter movie, The Philosopher's Stone. Make sure to watch out for later because we'll have a quick little quiz on our Instagram page. That's today's fix. Have a great day.